Welcome to the First Presbyterian Church. Stop 4 on New Brighton Historical Society's walking tour of the Underground Railroad. Before you is the First Presbyterian Church of New Brighton, one of the most significant local congregations that condemned slavery and supported the abolitionist cause. Although this building was built in 1927, the congregation was formed as early as 1834, originally known as the Falls of the Beaver Church. During the 19th century, especially throughout the 1840s and 1850s, the clergy and congregants of this church, along with many other like-minded Beaver County folks of the Quaker, Reformed, Presbyterian, Covenanter, and Methodist faiths, preached and prayed every Sunday against the evils of slavery. Meanwhile, during the week, members of this church bravely lived out their faith by assisting with secretive, risky, and illegal activity of conducting the Underground Railroad through New Brighton. Even members of the church, if caught by authorities, could not escape prosecution under the 1850 Fugitive Slave Act. Perhaps no better argument from local Presbyterians against slavery was made here in 1860 by Reverend William Taggart McAdam. He said, "Apart from experience, we could scarcely think it credible that any man with a moral sense in his soul and a Bible in his hand could for a single moment defend the moral rightness of American slavery without being totally ignorant of what it is. We would think that its inherent moral loathsomeness is so palpable that mankind with united voice would pronounce its condemnation." To learn more about the First Presbyterian Church and New Brighton's history of the Underground Railroad, please visit the New Brighton Historical Society.